I'm talking today to Charlotte Lane, who is a trustee of the UK Mastocytosis Support Group. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. So first of all, what is mastocytosis?
Mastocytosis is a group of conditions in which people produce too many mast cells in their body. The overproduction of mast cells can be limited to one part of the body, or the cells can be found in many body tissues, such as the skin, the respiratory tract, spleen or liver. Mast cells are well known for releasing histamine during allergic reactions, and they play an important role in anaphylaxis. Mast cells can also be triggered by other stimuli, such as like temperature changes, stress, exercise. And when the mast cell is triggered, they release multiple mediators, histamine being one of them. In a mast cell disease, in mastocytosis, for example, with having too many of these in our body, the cells aren't behaving normally, and reactions can be amplified in people that have too many mast cells in their body.
So how did you become involved with the group?
So my daughter, Olivia, who's now six, when she was born, around the age of 12 weeks, we started to notice that she was coming out in lesions over her body. So they were like brown, sort of like circular spots all over her body. And I took her to the GP. The GP said, oh, you know, I don't think it's anything to worry about. You know, if they haven't gone in a few weeks' time, come back. And then I got a call that evening because she'd sought some advice from her paediatric colleague, and she asked me to take Olivia to hospital. We got to hospital, and we had many, many medical professionals come in, and they had no idea what was going on. But thankfully, they booked us in to see a dermatologist the following day. Olivia was diagnosed straight away. 6 months old. There have been studies around the world where on average it takes someone 7 years to be diagnosed with a mast cell disease, so that's something that Olivia is very fortunate with.
So does it always present as a mark on the skin?
No, not necessarily. So
you were lucky that your GP was vigilant, and that the people you then saw at the hospital, the dermatologist, recognised it wasn't a skin condition, it was something else.
Exactly. With cutaneous mastocytosis, people generally present with skin lesions, but there are other mast cell diseases that wouldn't typically present with lesions. So there is something called mast cell activation syndrome. They don't typically present with lesions.
So it can present as a skin disorder, mm-hmm. but how else can it present itself?
Yeah. So just to name a few symptoms. So you can have flushing, itching, abdominal pain, fatigue, sickness, bone pain. You can also get loose bowel movements when you're reacting to a particular trigger, because that's one thing that a lot of people, they have particular triggers that set off their mast cells within their body, like the heat, cleaning products, airborne cleaning products, friction, exercise, those kind of things.
Okay, so once it's been identified that you suffer from this condition, and in Olivia's case that she suffers from this condition, mm-hmm. what's the treatment?
Mast cell diseases, they aren't currently curable. It is about managing your symptoms on a daily basis. For example, it's medication. So Olivia takes an H1 and an H2 antihistamine. She takes mast cell stabilisers, things to help with abdominal pain. If her mast cells are particularly reactive, she has to go on a course of steroids. And the other key thing, the potential risk of anaphylaxis is high, so it's very important to carry EpiPens.
Are you always having to watch for the triggers that you know now will cause a flare-up for Olivia?
Every day she has to be watched. You know, we follow her normal medication routine, which on the whole manages to stabilise a lot of her symptoms. But sometimes there are things that aren't in our control. So, for example, when we had the heat wave, something completely out of our control, she was starting to flare on her face and her arms and things. She was getting abdominal pain, generally really fatigued and struggling to get out of bed. And I actually decided, I'm going to keep you off school because you're really not right. And then a few hours later, she had literally gone bright red over her whole body. She started vomiting. And then she then said to me, "Mummy, get the EpiPens. I'm going to collapse." So I went and got her emergency bag. And by the time I'd come back, she was then unconscious on the floor.
Oh, Charlotte. For a six-year-old, she recognises her condition.
Yeah, she is absolutely amazing.
If you say the heat of the summer was a trigger, would that necessarily trigger her next time? Or does it change? Do the goalposts change in this disease?
Things are forever changing. So Olivia actually used to be really good in the heat. And the sun actually used to really help her. So this is a new symptom that she's presented with over the summer.
So next summer, not necessarily the case. She might be okay in the heat.
She may be, but what we have to do now is we have to try to remove that trigger as best as we can, because it's not worth attempting to try.
Such a hard condition for you to manage, especially with a young child. Yes. Does it only affect children?
No, children and adults.
So if you suspect you have some symptoms and you're thinking, actually, that's a possibility for me.
Yeah. You can visit your GP and just, you know, explain the symptoms that you've been experiencing.
And so we've talked about skin symptoms. What other symptoms would there be?
So it will be flushing, itching, you can get a lot of GI symptoms with recurrent, like loose bowel movements, loss of weight, joint pain.
Gosh, I've learned so much today. I've never heard of this disease, and now I'm thinking, oh gosh, I need to go get tested. Okay, so the UK Mastocytosis Support Group is a registered charity,
yes.
Right? How can people support you?
Yeah, so we're a very small UK-based charity. If you would want to support, you can visit our website, ukmasto.org. There is, on part of the website, there is a section that you're able to make a donation. Or if there's something that you think, oh, I work in a particular field, for example, journalism or something along those lines, or you're a copywriter and you think, oh, I might be able to give some of my skills to help us create useful resources for our community, that would be absolutely amazing. We're a small charity. It's all voluntary work, which we do around our normal day-to-day life. And some of our trustees, they do also have systemic mastocytosis. So obviously it's difficult for them when they're experiencing a lot of symptoms and they're feeling unwell to then be able to put a lot of support into the charity. So it is something that in the future we're hoping that we can expand our trustee board so that we can get the name of the charity out there more.
Well, I hope that you managed to do that, Charlotte. It's such a worthy cause, and it's been really interesting today to hear all about it. So thanks for talking to us today. Best wishes to you and, of course, to Olivia. I hope she does well, and good luck with all of that. It must be so hard for you and with the charity itself. So once again, what's that website again?
It's ukmasto.org.
Okay, super. Well, we'll all have a look at that. Thanks, Charlotte Lane from the UK Mastocytosis Support Group. Thanks very much.
Thank you.